We're live, right?
That's why we should tell everyone.
Good. Then that's not going to be a problem because we're telling everyone on this show.
Later.
What are we telling? Yeah, later. Later. Yeah. It's WAN show time.
Yeah.
Actually, it was WAN show time half an hour ago, but I was doing something really important. Very important.
Are you going to show them?
No, I can't.
Oh.
No, I know. It's like, it's a whole thing.
Oh.
Like, it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's fair.
Because it's a thing, I can't show them the thing. Because
that's like that's kind of the point.
It's kind of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really, I really wish I could show you because I'm so excited. I've never been this excited about, I haven't been this excited about a package of technology arriving.
What about
probably this year?
What about, okay. Because I don't think that was this year. But the last time you did something somewhat similar, it was like a bunch of packages.
That was pretty cool too. That was equally cool.
Okay.
Equally cool.
All right.
So guys, we've got a great show for you today. Here we're live on YouTube, Twitch, and floatplane.com. We've got actually a bunch of Floatplane updates for you. We've got some Linus Tech Tips updates for you. We have a new merch store.
Hey.
It has higher quality shirts and also some designs that are like, is that even Linus Tech Tips? I don't know. It just kind of looks cool. Who knows? You actually can't make out the only thing about it that is LTT.
Yeah,
Is the LTT that's kind of traced in the constellations in the sky above the mountain thing. Don't worry. It's chill. It's chill. It's all good. So we've got a lot of great topics for you guys today. There's a rumor circulating that NVIDIA will be launching the GTX 11 series.
I think you're going to need more like TechWiki, what the heck is going on episodes. Because like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, this is going to get pretty confusing.
And speaking of equally awesome,
iPad Pros are apparently shipping bent, which Apple does not consider to be a defect.
Nope, by design.
More on this at 11. Get it? More on
Rank 11?
I've made that joke before. It's just been a while.
Yeah. Fortnite is being sued for the Carlton dance by Carlton, I guess. Yeah.
Like Carlton the Hotels?
No.
Like Ritz Carlton?
Fresh Prince, you don't know?
Oh, that Carlton.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
His dance is in Fortnite. I don't know what his dance is, so I can't do it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not up on...
Talk more about that later. And the Boring Company Tunnel demo is apparently disappointing. So
you're such a fanboy, you're going to find a way to not be disappointed about it, but we can do that later.
No, it's actually pretty disappointing.
Whoops. There.
Duck. I believe so.
Okay. All right. Fine, I guess. I see why we do it this way.
Maybe I'm totally off my rocker here, but I'm pretty sure.
It's just a pain. Oh, how was your week?
Actually really good. Guess what got enabled? I haven't seen anyone complaining about it yet. I have seen someone in the chat said stream looks great from Spain. So that's good, which would make sense because we have a server somewhat near there. The cool thing that was enabled this week that wasn't enabled last week.
On Floatplane
is that we now have sort of load balancing for live streams, which is cool.
With like duct tape.
Yeah.
And like popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like super intelligent load balancing, but there's a little bit of load balancing. And
last week we were on one box.
Now
and just about lit it on fire.
Yes. And now we're on like all of the edges that normally serve normal video content from Floatplane.
You should probably explain for the uninitiated what an edge is.
So an edge server, so you have like your main.
It's a browser. It's got this great engine designed by Microsoft.
Not anymore.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah. That's pretty weird. But so edge servers are like, there's the main servers that like store all your data and like receive videos and transcode videos and do all that kind of stuff. The edge servers are generally close closer to people. That's why they're called edge servers, on the edge. And they are the ones that actually serve the video to you. So now the live streams are actually going to those boxes instead of just being delivered from one. Does it look a little better? It
looks really good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a little out of focus because I'm leaning forward to look at my laptop. But when I'm sitting here normally, like here, I'm just going to turn my brightness up a little bit so you can see.
Yeah, but I think it looks like, pretty good. Right now, we don't have manual selectors for quality. So
yeah.
Sorry about that. That will be coming at some point. I don't have like a very specific
And even if day. He did, he probably wouldn't deliver it at that time.
Nope. Get wrecked. Software development. Yeah.
Woo! It's been 2 years.
Who even knows?
Still an alpha.
Speaking of been 2 years,
but
we have two-factor now.
Yay! Actually, there's a lot of stuff happening over the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, and some of it even sooner. So
yes.
For accounting reasons,
yeah.
Float plane through the forum is going to be going away.
Yeah.
Like in 10 days. So our fiscal year end is December 31st for both Linus Media Group and Floatplane Media.
Yeah. We synced that up.
There was a rationale behind it. I forget why, but we did it.
Not our department.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. But anyway, they both have their fiscal year ends. And up until now, the accounting between the two companies has been sort of complicated because the money comes into the Linus Tech Tips Forum, which is owned by Linus Media Group. Then it has to be passed through to Floatplane Media, which is its own ownership structure. Then Floatplane Media has to take its cut from the user subscription fee and then give the money back to Linus Media Group Inc. And then also the calculations for any taxes and deductions for processing fees, like payment processing fees, has to be done somewhere in there. And it has been, quite frankly, untenable. We just cannot continue to do this. So the reality of it is we're going to have to do it at some point. We're going to find a way. Well, we're going to find a way. We have a way that we're pitching to everyone who's subscribed through the forum that we're going to be able to make it more palatable with. And I forget exactly what the plan is, but...
Okay, so there's a few plans. One of them is if you are subscribed on the new website on January 31st, it's going to be like a one-time flip over. Make sure you're done before January 31st. I don't know when on January 31st it's going to happen, but like it's happening on that day. We're not giving warning. So be
just
subscribed before
sign
then.
Sign up now.
Yeah, better strat.
Us, Bitwit, Tech Deals,
everyone
whoever it is
platform.
You want to be subscribed to.
Yeah, every single person actively subscribed at that time, doesn't matter if you were still on the forum, doesn't matter if you're already on the new site, etc. You just have to be subscribed on the new site, floatplane.com, before January 31st. And if you have an active subscription at that time, we are giving you 2 free months for everybody you're subscribed to.
And Kyle, Jason, if you guys are watching, chill. We're going to top you up for anyone that we gave 3 months to.
You will be
it's all good.
Handled.
Yeah.
Also, if you are subscribed at that time, you'll be getting an exclusive, one-time-only accessible emoji in the chat that you can use across all chats. We're not even sure what it is yet, but that will become a thing.
Yeah, we'll make it.
By January 31st.
And it might even be cool. I think Ed's going to do it. Is that right?
I haven't asked him yet.
Oh.
But maybe? Okay. Yeah? I don't know.
That's a little
awkward. I guess Lloyd also exists.
Sure.
I don't know. We'll talk to someone.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And then eventually, I don't have a specific date for this, probably before January 31st, but we're cutting off your access before then. So the LinusTechTips.com website will have embedded player from floatplane.com. You'll just only be able to see it if you're subscribed through floatplane.com. So
yes.
We're getting rid of subscriptions on the forum. They're going to be gone.
But you can still have your discussion about the video
yes.
on the forum
yes.
if that tickles your pickle.
Yes. But like the ability to have that video playing there, I don't entirely know when that will be ready. But yeah, we're switching the like main source because all the payments really need to go through floatplane.com.
They have to go through floatplane.com. It's
yeah.
an absolute nightmare the way that it is now. It's just not sustainable.
It's a problem.
And we are getting to the point where we're close enough to launching some other really key features that it's really, really important to get this clean now
yeah.
because we could be adding more creators sooner rather than later, especially in light of some of the news that has come out around, you know, other self-funding platforms and stuff like that. There's a fair bit of controversy at the moment, so we are kind of looking at that going, well, if only, gosh darn it, if only there was some alternative from, you know, someone else that, you know, if only that were a thing.
If only someone who's been working on it for a while and it's like finally kind of coming together.
Yeah, if only, if only.
Darn.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
That such a thing, just, if only.
Just, yeah.
Also, some other pretty cool float plane news. The final episode of Secret Shopper is live on Floatplane.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really excited.
So if you guys want to go check it out, that's floatplane.com. Just go sign up, and then you can always, like, cancel after a month if that was the only video that you wanted to watch or whatever. But, yeah, it's awesome, basically. So far, the feedback on it is really good. Not everyone agrees with our conclusion, though. And I would be really, really interested to see what you guys think. Also, I should be careful with the word final, because we've had a lot of requests from our Floatplane members already that for a fifth episode where we reach out to every one of the companies and either invite a representative on to come and say their piece or, like, read out their letters.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
like full
awesome.
Transparency, telling them who we are, yeah. Seeking comment.
Now that you have seen all these videos, you've heard feedback from customers, because I've seen people tweeting different companies and stuff. It's gotten a little real.
Yes.
What do you want to say? You can add your voice. I love that. That's awesome.
So that may happen, because I've been reached out to personally by the CEO of at least one of the companies with comments. I've been also reached out to personally by PR managers for some of these companies. I will say this, Janice got a personal apology from iBuyPower. They actually, get this, they subscribed to Floatplane so they could be keeping an eye on this a week early before it would hit YouTube.
That's awesome.
Respect, by the way, to every single one of them for doing absolutely nothing to damage the editorial process for us. So whether they had the best value as a gaming rig, or whether they had a poor showing in pre-sales or customer support or packaging or whatever else, every single one of them not only didn't, you know, threaten us or behave in such a manner, because technically, you know, it would be tough because we're Canadian and they're all American. So technically they could have at least sent a threatening letter about us recording the calls without telling them or whatever the case may be. Not only did nobody behave in that manner, which I didn't think they would. I mean, that's making a bad PR situation a lot worse. You go and, like, sue Linus Tech Tips because they showed that your customer support sucks.
I don't think they would lose anyways.
Like, that's a bad, bad move.
I'm pretty sure all of Canada's single party consent.
But not only that, but every single one of them that reached out to us said, hey, we have a comment or whatever, but we completely respect the work you guys are doing and we're not going to interfere.
That's cool.
Let us know if you want to chat when it's over.
That's cool. I am in strong support of that final episode.
So
I think that would be really cool. Someone on the Floatplane chat said, wow, quality's so much better on Floatplane.
Yes.
I think that's not going to be necessarily true for everyone, but we're trying.
Yeah.
honestly, there was another comment. There's been a few different comments talking about, I'm supposed to look at somebody's name who starts with Dark. And I lost it, but I had already read it, so it's okay. He was asking for, Dark Force. There it is.
Dark Force.
Dark Force says, tutorial for moving LTT4 membership to Floatplane would be awesome. It's pretty easy. If you want a tutorial, I don't remember the exact menu titles, but it's just go to your, go to the store on linustechtips.com, go to your settings or subscriptions or whatever, click the cancel button, go to floatplane.com. Subscribe.
And you can also cancel within your PayPal dashboard.
Also that.
That's a foolproof way to do it. It's not the same as, like, issuing a like a chargeback through PayPal. Like, we don't get penalized or anything like that.
It's not quite as clean, So if you're doing it to a site that's like running actively, not as cool necessarily.
Oh,
but
really?
We're nuking all of the line of sight site anyway, so we don't care. Just stop the billing agreement somehow. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're doing that to a site that's actively running, they're not necessarily going to know why the billing agreement stopped.
Oh, so PayPal's API doesn't...
Because they're probably using Braintree, and PayPal and Braintree don't, like, properly communicate about everything.
Aren't they owned by the same...
Yep, it's terrible. So, like, depending on how their implementation works, it might not necessarily notice why. So it might think that it failed for a bad reason.
And then, like, try again, or...
It might... Well, it won't try again because the billing agreement's canceled. But
sure.
It might, like, automatically reach out to you and be like, hey... Billing failed, and we don't really know why.
Beautiful. Perfect. Makes sense. People are asking about yearly subscriptions.
We'll take care of you. Send me a message or send floatplanehelp@gmail.com a message. You will be handled. You will get your free 2 months, all that kind of stuff.
Can we get a new alias for help?
Yeah.
Like just support at floatplane.com or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there like any reason that couldn't be done like right away? Other than just the cost of another inbox or...
Somewhat.
Is it like hard-coded into things?
No, it's not actually. We don't have a GApps account for @Floatplane.
We don't?
No, because it's @Floatplane Media.
I thought we got one.
Not a GApps account.
Really?
So currently we're paying nothing for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And an individual GApps account.
Okay. All right.
If you should make a group for it and have individual people as the GApps accounts, but there's no one to put that on.
Sure.
So I just haven't really.
Okay.
We'll do it though.
Yeah. We'll get on
that.
It won't be because like honestly, when people reach out to Linus Media Group, like they're like, yeah, we are a very professional Amazon seller with, you know, many great products. We'd like to sponsor your channel or whatever, and it's sent from Gmail. Delete.
Yeah. We'll fix that.
Literally every time.
Oh, well, I also want to have just like a support page.
Yes.
That you can contact through.
That would be good.
So it won't even matter.
We should have that.
Yeah. That's actually pretty much done. It's just not in yet. It'll be in soon.
Floatplane supported.
Talk about 2FA being added. Yeah, 2FA is added.
Yes.
When you log in floatplane.com, click on the little widget in the corner, go to your settings, go to security, and then...
We're legitimately actually making progress now.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, not what we were before, but like... You can see
more
it now.
More tangible stuff. We were doing a lot of back-end stuff before, which is less fun for other people. G Suite? Whatever, man. He knew what I meant.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into an actual news topic.
Yeah.
This is actual news. It's just news about us. And also, like, what?
What? No problem. It was mentioned at one point in time that Linus Tech Tips subscriptions... we're going to cost more. Is that happening now or is that happening when we leave beta?
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. What a tremendous, wonderful question. So right now, we've actually given very little a thought to a cohesive Floatplane subscriptions / YouTube memberships / whatever other sort of direct support plans
to be clear, just so everyone knows, with this whole plan that was already in place, if you were already subscribed, your subscription was not being bumped. You were being grandfathered in at whatever you were at already. We were just going to increase the cost for new users, but we don't know if we're going to do that or not.
So we don't have a cohesive strategy. Right now, over on YouTube, it's $5.
Okay.
On Floatplane, it's $3. On YouTube, you don't get early access. On Floatplane, you do. So this pricing structure really doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
YouTube has features that we simply won't be able to deliver on Floatplane at this time, like stories.
Okay.
So there's that, I guess, but that has nothing to do with memberships because right now there's no way to do a members specific story. And then... they're both going to get live streams from now on. Actually, it was just a total, like, brain fart that the oil PC build stream earlier today didn't go on Floatplane. We'll deal with that next time. And then Floatplane also has sort of other things that are going to be coming later, but that won't be over there. So we just really don't know what to do right now. There. I said it.
Some people are pointing out that the Forum is at $2.99, and Flowplane, it is $3.00.
Really? So we got rid of the penny in Canada.
Yeah. So if you guys want to catch up,
$2.99 is actually $3. I mean, okay. No, you know what? No, I'm not conceding on this one. I was going to say, okay, that is 10 cents in a year. 12. But like...
I think it's fine. Okay. I think we're fine.
Why don't we talk about the Carlton dance? What the hell is a Carlton dance?
I don't know.
Okay, because like I didn't really... I wasn't...
Well, like I know it's a thing. I think you like swing your arms back and forth and like... do something, but I don't really know.
Okay, here we go.
Oh man, what is this?
Okay, this video is restricted from playing in your current geographic region. Wow. Whoa. Well, you know what? I think we can kind of get the point.
Yeah, I think you like throw your hips out and like flail your arms up and then snap and then the other way.
So the article here is blah blah blah. The Carlton dance was a trademark of Ribeiro's iconic character, and he's now claiming that the fresh emote in Fortnite is an exact replica of his well-known moves. Has Alfonso Ribeiro checked the year lately?
Does that matter?
Are those moves that well-known anymore?
The emote's called Fresh. I think people are pretty aware.
I think the developers were aware of what they were doing. But I think in the context of anyone under 25,
it's a Fortnite dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
I still don't think that gives you grounds to.
At what point does John Travolta be like, you can't do this? I mean, I would make the argument that Saturday Night Fever, that movie cover is far more iconic than anything Alfonso Ribeiro has ever done.
In the end, I agree with you, but to go against
I'm playing devil's advocate right now.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just having some fun.
Okay.
So go ahead.
That makes sense.
Say whatever you want to say.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter that something's more iconic. You still defend your trademark. Apple's kind of a bigger deal, or YouTube, or Patreon, or Apple, or Microsoft, are all kind of a bigger deal than Flowplane and Linus Media Group, but we would defend our trademark to a certain degree.
We'll do our best.
Like if someone put LTT edition... on like some hardware in a computer, we'd be like, hey, dog.
You actually can't do that.
What are you doing?
Yep.
That's not okay.
But this dance.
Dance moves are traditionally very hard to protect this way.
Yeah.
Like, as far as I've heard, you can protect the specific choreography, but you can't actually protect like performing the dance. And then that gets weird because it's like in a game. Another thing I was actually really confused about is what actually gives him the right to sue?
That is something that I was kind of going to bring up as well.
Because it's his character. It's not him.
It's his character. I mean, that's another really tricky thing.
Like, I could never... This isn't really relevant anymore.
Yeah.
But I could never... It's not the same thing. It's a name. Whatever. Ignore that part. I could never sue someone over the use of Slick as a... thingy.
No.
Because that was...
Or like a...
that was not me that did
but
that.
But then here's the thing. Catchphrases have been successfully trademarked. Like the let's get ready to I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, yeah. But wasn't that because he was an independent actor?
Yes.
He was on a show. There was producers. Yes. There was executive producers. There's people that owned the trademark of
yes,
Fresh
there's,
Prince.
Yes, there's copyright holders
yes.
involved in this
that
process
not
that are not him.
He was paid to be on the show. I don't think he owned. He might. I could be wrong.
No, I don't
But
think
let's
so.
Assume he isn't.
So here's just a bit more of a summary here. So he's filed suit against Epic Games, claiming he's in the process of copyrighting the dance. So to be clear, he hasn't already copyrighted it. It's widely, this is a quote, it is widely recognized that Mr. Ribeiro's likeness and intellectual property have been misappropriated by Epic Games in the most popular video game currently in the world, Fortnite.
There's also plenty of games that have this dance, just
Epic
to be clear.
Epic has earned record profits off of downloadable content in the game, including emotes like Fresh. Okay, so they're selling it, which I guess is a bit more of a gray area.
Yeah.
Yet Epic has failed to compensate or even ask permission from Mr. Ribeiro for the use of his likeness and iconic intellectual property.
Someone said he improvised the dance, that's why he's claiming it. If you improvise something on a show you are paid to act on, that does not at all mean you just get it.
Guess who owns a catchphrase that Luke says on the WAN show? That's just how it works.
Yeah.
He has a contract that says that.
Yeah.
In fact...
That's like the whole point.
if Luke invents something at Floatplane Media Incorporated... now that's... Okay, that's a little bit more complicated. The entity that will own his invention will be Floatplane Media Incorporated. It's in his contract, and it's probably in his contract. With that said, it was the 80s. Maybe it was a wilder time. but I find it very, very hard to believe. Now, earlier this month, rapper 2 Milly launched nearly identical legal action against the game, claiming the Swipe It emote rips off the Milly Rock dance he invented. And they have also filed suits against 2K Games for featuring their dance moves as player emotes in that franchise, too. So where exactly is the line here? Is sort of my feedback on this.
I don't know.
Because the argument's being made that they're using his likeness. But I would make the counter argument that a Fortnite character's likeness is really not very close to a real person. These are very cartoony. And as far as I can tell, who the heck was it that tried to, was it Lindsay Lohan or something that tried to claim that
GTA?
Yeah.
Yeah, she lost.
Yeah, she lost.
In a hilarious way. The judge was like, that's just like an average, like, whatever, skimpily clad female. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I think that arguing that this likeness arguing the likeness is tough. Arguing the dance move? Oh, man.
Again, I think that's really hard. And, like, to say that putting your hip in one direction and swinging your arms in the other is, like, the most unique thing, I think that's pretty much the whole dance. I don't know.
Like, does he come after us?
I don't know. And, like, he probably got that from somewhere.
Or maybe not. People do invent dance moves. Like, not every dance move has been done yet.
Is it an invention?
Man. You know, I think
he said in interviews that he stole it. Some random person in chat said. I don't know. But, like, the thing is, with stuff like dance and music, you have inspirations.
Yes.
Music has samples. It's like a part of making music.
Ice, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Like.
It happens.
And a hilarious thing about that particular one is I actually didn't know that that was just a sample.
Really?
Yeah. I actually didn't know. Because, who is it? Oh, man.
What? Give me a category.
Under Pressure. Whose song is that? You wouldn't know.
Queen?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You Queen. Wouldn't know?
Well, you don't
it's
know
Queen.
Music. Yeah, but like,
I don't
on.
Know your crap music. Pop. I know Queen.
You don't know shows. You don't know music. You don't know movies. Oh!
I don't know shows and right. I don't know movies.
Okay, right. This is another thing I was going to bring up. So another really complicated aspect of copyright law that I have to admit that I don't fully understand. I wish John was still working out of this office. Yeah. He was even here like last week.
Yeah.
Is how exactly it works. Where the line is between what aspects of a character the actor owns versus the copyright holder. So like when Ryan Reynolds, you know, shows up on late night TV as Deadpool.
Hmm.
That's a live appearance. What is in his contract with respect to how much in character he has to be or how much Ryan Reynolds he is in that moment?
Right.
Where is the line here?
Yeah.
Who invented a particular characteristic? Because like a really famous example of an actor taking a role and transforming it in a way that was not even really agreed to, at least initially, by the producers and the director, was Samuel L. Jackson's character in Kingsman. So he sort of in interviews has talked about how the rest of the management on the movie was kind of like, so you want to have a lisp. And he kind of pushed for it because he really believed that that was an important part of creating this iconic villain. He did an amazing job.
Oh yeah.
He was just like,
both the Kingsman movies are amazing.
One of my favorite movie villains of all time in that movie. He just did such a great job of crazy maniac. But in a totally offbeat, kitschy kind of way that just worked perfectly with the movie. Anyway, those mannerisms of the character, Samuel L. Jackson came in and invented. So if Fortnite were to do,
I don't think it matters,
an emote that like kind of mimics his body movements at during an iconic scene in that movie and kind of, you know, mouths his line, but like doesn't say it, doesn't take the actual audio. Who owns that? Is that Samuel L. Jackson's property? Is that, well, I don't know, Universal, whoever owns the Kingsman,
I don't know. Yeah.
Intellectual property?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a tough one to win because this opens up floodgates on really almost any kind of artistic imitation. So, you know, I felt like I didn't really have a position until I went off for a little while there. And now I feel like I'm ready to take a position on this one. I think he's off his rocker. I think he's probably out of money, and this is a desperation move.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not out of money. Maybe he actually has lots of money. Maybe he invested well and...
Wow, just subbed on Floatplane. Holy S-word, the quality difference. Much appreciation as a dev myself. Heck yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I agree, it's weird. I also, who knows, we don't know law very much at all.
No, we don't.
And so, then also, it's American.
Not a lawyer.
So also that.
Also that.
Oh, geez, don't know what's happening. But I think if it's done on a project, you don't
know. Am I allowed to say, oh, geez?
Oh, geez.
Or is that Rick and Morty now? Like,
oh,
is that a catchphrase?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I think that's a bit of a different thing because spoken word versus dance, but then that's also hard. Like it's a very weird section. But I also don't.
Yeah, on by that logic, how could you copyright Let's Get Ready to Rumble then?
Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
No, don't do it.
Because that's actually bad, right? Like he charges you for that, right?
Yeah, he will go after you.
Crazy.
Like full D mode. Okay, just going for it.
Because that, but that, wouldn't that also have like the way that you say it attached to it?
Probably, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, geez, Linus. Oh, geez. I don't think you were supposed to drop that. Oh, geez. You know, like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Stop. All right, why don't trademark. We do... Again, we don't know this stuff. I don't know. I don't think he personally has the ability to do this. I think the copyright holders of Carlton and Fresh Prince would be the ones that would have to do this.
We'll have to see what happens with that. Boring Company demo is boring. This was originally posted on the forum by Kunerdum, and the original article was from Gizmodo, and this is pretty disappointing. Like riding on a dirt road. First reviews of Elon Musk's underground tunnel are disappointing.
Apparently they had trouble getting a paving machine down there for some reason, so it left the surface really bumpy, so it was like driving on a dirt road. Apparently one passenger got sick. The vehicle only accelerated to 80 kilometers an hour.
So that's, what, like 50 miles? 40 something high?
It's not great.
Yeah, it's not fast.
Not great.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday, Musk tweeted, next step for Boring Company Loop is demonstrating high throughput at high speed. Target is 4,000 vehicles per hour at 55 miles per hour, also known as 250 kilometers per hour. Probably going to need to repave.
Wait, what? Sorry, what? 250 kilometers an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, at 155 miles per hour. Sorry, I thought you said 55.
No. Yeah, okay. So that is apparently the next goal.
Okay, that's a big...
That is a pretty big bump. They will definitely have to repave. And also a big note here is that they were using like Model X's as the vehicles. Yeah. In all the demos, they've shown like big buses and like just other types of vehicles. Apparently, they're saying the bumpers that they have on the inside could be attached to essentially any autonomous electric vehicle, not just a Tesla.
Sure.
So that's interesting. So they're not like married to their other company, which makes sense.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised. It was kind of disappointing. I think they probably shouldn't have demoed it yet, or they should have demoed it with the right expectations. If this is the state they were at, they must have known. They didn't make it go 250 kilometers an hour. They must have known they were only going to go 80, and it was going to feel very much like driving at 80 on
like
a road.
I'm sure they tried it.
Yeah, like I don't know. I think maybe they could have communicated that a little bit better, or just not done a test yet.
Yeah, setting expectations is sort of key.
Yeah, so I think that's probably where they missed the mark here.
What is a T-pose?
Do you just... Oh, we gotta be... Yeah. But you're supposed to be standing, hence the T part.
Oh, someone wants me to T-pose for 5 seconds.
But you're supposed to... Yeah, you have to stand. So
I mean,
you'll be out of frame.
That's just not
going to
work very well.
Be, oh.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
okay,
so
well...
You can't see the other...
You know what? There you go, Nygward. It was worth a shot. okay. Oh, we should do our sponsors for the show today. FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the super simple to use invoicing solution that lets you, as a small business owner, track your time with their timesheet function, manage your expenses, and keep track of who owes you what. It also tells you when your clients look at your invoice. The mobile app has all the functionality of their desktop version, so you can take FreshBooks with you wherever you go. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to a real human being. No phone tree, no return calls, nothing like that, just answers. Visit freshbooks.com/when and get a free trial today. The show is also brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace offers 24/7 support via live chat and email. It costs just $12 a month to start, and you get a free domain if you buy it for the year. Every one of their templates features responsive design, so your website will look great on any device. And they've got tons of great features. Every website comes with a free online store, so you can track your inventory. Their cover pages feature lets you set up a beautiful one-page online presence in just minutes. Everyone can publish in Apple News format directly from the Squarespace blog, and you can start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you purchase Squarespace, you can go to squarespace.com/when and use offer code WHEN to save 10% on your first purchase. Well, there's nothing to eat for today's sponsor. That's okay.
Lame. Kidding.
And private internet access. PIA, it's good. Go check it out.
Do it.
Yeah, we're on like an affiliate basis with these guys, so I don't actually have to do
whatever.
Any talking points.
It's the best sponsors.
PIA, also known as PIA.
PIA.
PIA, 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 the competition.
PIA.
That's maybe, I think that's where their name came from.
PIA WAN.
They were like, we're going to be the VPN that's like, PIA, 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 PIA.
I feel like they'd be more of a defensive character. Maybe those are all reactionary shots, attacks of opportunity.
Jake, what's up? Oh!
Rude. That was a...
What? You love PIA. Why would you kill it?
I like PIA.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Me too.
PIA is good stuff. So yeah. Go to LMG. Oh, that link. This link sucks. Go to lmg.gg/PIA WAN.
Yay!
Yeah.
We made one of those. Now we really need to upgrade this graphic.
Yes, we do. Speaking of upgrades... NVIDIA is downgrading
Squarespace.
Their RTX. What about it? I already did it.
You did Squarespace and
you didn't even notice?
No. I was reading.
Wow, that is a whole other level of tuning out.
I was reading Full Plane Chat.
That is actually amazing.
There was important things happening in Full Plane Chat.
I did an entire sponsor read and you didn't hear it at all. Do you ever listen?
Sometimes.
I'm actually curious.
I very selectively
tune in. When we're on the show, are you listening to my half?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because sometimes I tune out of yours.
I don't blame you. That's a little rude, but that's okay.
That's hilarious. Okay, so let's talk about NVIDIA's new GTX 1100 series. I couldn't figure out why they skipped a bunch of numbers. Now I get it.
Do you?
Do I get it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
So, here's what they're doing.
Okay.
NVIDIA, I mean, they're not stupid.
Mm.
You think they're stupid?
I mean, collectively, no.
Okay. So I don't think NVIDIA is stupid. And so when I was looking at it going like, okay, so we got this RTX thing. Clearly, the hardware you're shipping now, especially anything that isn't the top of the line, is not powerful enough to do anything other than these first gen, and I'm going to call them experiences, because obviously this is going to get better over time.
Yeah.
Like 5-10 years from now, real-time ray tracing in this manner or another one could be an absolutely fundamental aspect of game design. Who knows? But right now, these are experiences. So anything other than their highest end one is not going to run anything other than these first gen experiences at anything resembling a playable frame rate. Period. It's not going to happen. So like a game that comes out in 2020 with RTX is not going to run the RTX-ness well on a current gen card.
In
2020, 2021. Yeah. Actually, 2020 is pretty close. Okay, let's say 2021. It's because like it could be 3 years before they release a follow-up. I don't know the rate things are going. So
that's kind of true, actually.
So there's actual dedicated silicon in the chip for RTX.
Yeah.
But they know that this feature doesn't add value for a lot of their customers. So I was looking at it going, okay, they went straight from 10 to 20. They've got this feature that costs them real money, actually costs them money, that they actually have to charge you for. I mean, they don't have to, but they're not a charity. So it actually costs you money, and for a lot of people, doesn't deliver tangible value, especially as you come down from the upper tier of cards into the lower ones. So this makes sense now. Rumors are circulating that NVIDIA is set to launch, this is posted by Robin M. on the forum, a GeForce RTX 2060 and a GTX 1160 in mid-January. Some say it will actually be an 1160 Ti. So these new cards would be Turing GPUs, but different variants. So there will be a TU106, that's the 2060, and a TU116, and that is the GTX. So that's with all the RTX features cut out. So it would have Turing shaders instead of ray tracing, which will remain exclusive to RTX models. There's rumored to be no RTX 2050, which would mean that these mid-range and entry-level parts would be GeForce 11 only. So I would fully... Okay, no, what do you think? So will they go as far as then? So will they keep them segmented? If you're a high-end gamer, whatever. You pay for RTX, you want that ray tracing stuff in your Battlefield 5 and other games, theoretically, at some point. And then if you're a low-end gamer, well... Honestly, the hardware wasn't going to run it anyway, so get wrecked. You can just not run RTX.
Yeah.
Or do you think that they will actually offer a value performance GTX option like an 1180 or something like that?
I don't think they're going to, and I really wish they did this whole thing differently. Both. I will say both statements.
Okay. I would like to hear both of these stories.
So I don't think they're going to go back up necessarily.
No, I'm just kidding. I am listening.
Wow. It was a sponsor spot. I was dealing with flow plane problems. So I don't think they're going to go back up, for one, because I do think they want to keep their high-end prices.
Sorry, I'm listening. I'm just...
I do think they want to keep their high-end prices as, like, one kind of product. They want to have their one premier product.
Sure. Yep.
They don't want to have, like, oh, you don't like ray tracing, which we want to focus on, but you want a maximum experience.
So we can have, like, RTX and, like, GTX and, like, I don't know, LTX, like, light.
Hey.
Light TX or something. Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking. Oh, right. Oh, don't let me forget.
We have more news
big
about
LTX
that.
News.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I know, I'm on it. I think what they should have done is kept the 2000 whatever, because people don't like number variants.
Sure.
That gets people really confused,
sure,
and that's okay. Yeah. I think they just, as you go down the stack, should have switched to GTX.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But then, what if they
or
wanted...
Or like TTX.
What if they wanted to have, like 1160 and 2060? Like... where they're both a 60 variant, but just with and without a feature. Because suffixes used to be a thing. Like, what about a suffix?
Or that, yeah.
Like, I hate that it's RTX now. I've screwed that up a handful of times
already.
But
you could have a GTX 2060R. And you could have a RTX 2060. You could have two 2060s and just have GTX RTX.
See, I hate the prefix. I'd rather have a suffix. personally.
Okay, but we both agree no number change.
Yes. Okay. I would have preferred if it was all 11
I'm fine series. With a... I don't actually care which one. I'm down with a suffix.
Like...
I just don't want... I don't like the number change.
The cynic in me feels like this was a meeting where they sat around thinking, how do we make this sound like a huge quantum leap forward? I know. Let's go up by...
Let's ramp the first number up.
10,000 rather than 1,000. Or excuse me, 1,000 rather than 100.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
That's silly. Great post on the float plane chat. Rayati says, I can almost count Luke's beard hairs. So, you got a trim, did you not?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Okay, so if you guys didn't notice, my hair and beard were a little ridiculous
because
for a while.
You still kind of look ragged.
I know, which is the whole problem.
So did you go to the place next to the pho restaurant?
Okay,
like,
so there's a place I've been going to get my hair cut for actually years.
Yeah,
and we don't understand each other at all. I went and I showed them a picture of Captain America in Captain America Winter Soldier, and I was like that. And then they just did it. Okay. And it was great. And it always looked great. And then every time it would be a new lady, I would just show her the same. I would Google the same picture and just show her the same picture again. It was always like slightly different, but it was more or less great. And then I grew it out for a really long time because I wanted it to be slightly longer and I wanted to have a slightly longer beard. When I went to this really fancy, bougie kind of place and spent way more money than I was comfortable with and got like a beard trim. And a nice haircut. And the whole time I was sitting there, I was like, I don't think this is going to be better at all. And then I left and like got home and kind of looked at it closely and was like, I kind of look the same. Just like ever so minorly cleaned up. So I'm probably going back to the ladies that I can't understand.
So my hair looks like crap, but it cost me like $11.
See, that's what my old haircut used to
right.
cost.
Okay.
So I'm going back there again.
Yeah. Actually, mine was particularly bad, the last one. So, guys, if you look... So I just got my haircut, I think, last weekend or something like that, or Monday or something. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, if you look at some of the most recent live stuff in particular, you'll probably be able to tell that this side was, like, noticeably longer. Like, almost twice as long as this side up around the top. And then I got the same hairdresser at the Great Clips when I went in just recently, and she did the same thing. So I hate to be that guy. I really hate
Me
it.
Me too.
But I was like, she was like, yeah. So she pulls out the mirror. I'm like, hold on a minute with the mirror there for a sec. Can we, and I didn't say it like this, but like, could we have a look at how this side is like, and there's this excuse about how it like grows different ways on either side of my head. And I'm like,
don't care.
So here's the fundamentals of how scissors work. You take your fingers, you go like this, you pull it up straight away from the scalp and you slice it off. You just didn't do it. It had nothing to do, it had nothing to do with the direction
so
my hair was growing.
Here's how your job works.
It's like, I'm gonna let you finish, but
oof.
If I say that, can Kanye come after me? Like,
oh, maybe. Who knows?
Is being an asshole trademarkable?
Cartman just has everything.
You know, I think Trey Parker and Matt Stone would actually be cool about it, though.
Probably.
Have they ever gone after anyone for, like, memeing their jokes?
I have never heard of that happening.
Me
And
either.
I'm not surprised. It doesn't seem like a them thing. I'm sure if you like tried to make basically exactly one of their episodes, they would probably get cheesed.
Yeah, they'd
like,
be pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
But they'd be more likely to lampoon you on an episode.
Yeah.
I don't
have original ideas.
So let's do the iPad Pros topic because it's sort of the title. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't bother because Ed's giving me a ride home and he just like popped his head over here to see if we were done. This was posted by Street Guru on the forum. Apple has confirmed that some of their 2018 iPad Pros are shipping with a very slight bend in the aluminum chassis. That's an interesting wording for it. According to the company, this is a side effect of the device's manufacturing process and shouldn't worsen over time or negatively affect the flagship iPad's performance in any practical way. Apple does not consider it to be a defect.
Sweet.
The bend is a result of a cooling process involving the iPad Pro's metal and plastic
awesome.
Components. Both sides of the device can be affected, and it seems to be more pronounced on the LTE model as there's a plastic strip that breaks up the iPad's flat aluminum sides.
Some people have mentioned that the text on the full plane chat is a little bit small and hard to see if you have eye problems. not a defect.
Yeah, it's a side effect of the text rendering process.
Yeah.
As it's going from your keyboard to your browser and to other people's browsers, it may get smaller.
It's just a part of our advanced manufacturing process.
In all seriousness, though, that's great feedback. Thank you.
We'll work on that.
So Apple says it has not seen a higher than normal return rate so far, but the only way for affected customers to return their iPads now that they've like noticed that it's bent is within the 14-day return window. So it should be no problem to just buy 6 iPads, check for the flattest one, and return the other 5, but we're not saying you should do that. We're not saying you should buy an iPad at all.
Oh, yeah, because you could literally, you don't even have to just rapidly exchange. You could literally just buy a ton of them.
Yeah.
And then just, no, this one.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that electronics retailers can't take, like, open box processor returns without charging restocking fees. Because back in the day, when overclocking was, like, kind of more of a thing, people would go, and they would buy, like, 20, 30 processors. They would overclock them all, see which one could do it.
And also then bin checking.
They'd keep really good ones. They would flip them on eBay or whatever, and then they just return the craptastic ones with open boxes and it's like thermal compound all over them. Okay, so the last thing for today. I am going to ltxexpo.com. We know it's redundant. We don't care. And I'm going to the updates page. Do you like the logo, by the way?
Yeah. No, it's sharp. I like it a lot.
Oh, do you like this logo being on the same page?
Probably more than anyone could imagine. I'm actually so freaking excited.
So you guys should sign up if you want to get this news, or you can just watch WAN Show because realistically we'll talk about it every time. Talking about it. But
Explore Vancouver.
Sturf posted an update on the blog, so we understand that... Oh, wait, do you have to click it? Oh, that's not actually that obvious.
Oh, wow.
There's work to be done on the blog, whatever. Okay. So as part of our weekly plan, so we want to make sure that there's an update every week from now on.
I like
something.
It.
So this
some
time...
Some being added, something going on.
We don't really have anything huge to share on the blog, so... Because it's a two-day event this time, because Vancouver during the summer happens to just be a beautiful place to come and visit, and we know that it's hard to justify coming all the way out here just for a convention or something like that, we just wanted to post some fun and cool stuff to do here in the city that you guys can check out while you're here. Like, don't just make it a two-day in-and-out event. Come see our city. Come enjoy it.
Stay for a bit.
This is the Capilano Suspension Bridge.
It's actually a really, like... It's a little bit hard to capture. It's a really wonderful experience.
It's pretty sick.
I went there last week.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Granville Island is a lot of fun. If you enjoy craft beers, Vancouver is a happening scene for
that
kind of thing.
If you want to make a night of it and you go to Granville Island, you can go to a thing called Vancouver Theater Sports. That's where Ryan Stiles and... One of the other awesome dudes off of Whose Line Is Anyways?
Colin Mockery.
Got their start. Really awesome.
Yep. So really, really cool stuff. And also over on the LTX Twitter, this is cool. This is an actual update.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is amazing. This is our convention space this year. It is flippin' huge.
You moved it off screen slightly, but it's like 75,000. No, the size.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
75,000 square feet.
Yeah, 75,000 square feet, baby. It is going to be something else. We are hard at work making sure that this year's event is going to be a huge step up. We've already talked to Bob and Rod.
Nice.
Nothing
is
like set in stone, but we have penciled in a way bigger booth for them.
Nice.
And they're going to do some kind of cool activation with respect to like water cooling or PC modding or something like that. We're working with them. We have a crazy project. So at the last two, you were able to try 16K gaming and 10K gaming. We had them there at the show. This year, it's going to be something really different. It's going to be something way cooler.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about it off stream.
Okay.
But it's going to be like sick. I'm assuming we can get it working. We should be able to get it working.
I love how every time so far, there's always been like some crazy plan that we like hope we can get working.
And then up till the very night of, like, it's like not working.
Like hour negative two, it finally comes together. But it makes it every time.
Yeah, somehow we keep pulling it off.
So good.
So I want to do a couple super chats here. Mape, keep sending money. Hype for LTX.
He's going to be there.
Mape's coming?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So him saying he's hyped, he got plane tickets for Christmas or something? I don't remember the exact details. Yeah?
Heck yeah. Yeah. See you there, Mape. Oh boy. Tommy Gunn says, bring Channel Super Fun back. Jensen says, Merry Christmas. Hi, Jensen. Merry Christmas to you, too. Hey, Muthu. Hey, Demon Sonic. Sign up before January 31st.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be willing to add Sargon of Akkad to Floatplane? What is that?
It's a creator. YouTuber.
Political dude.
Political dude.
Right winger. Well, I don't like, he's right wing.
So
we don't actually care.
So our policy with respect to right wing, left wing politics is as long as what you're doing isn't illegal, then it's really none of our business.
Yeah.
Dan says, have a good night. I'll catch up in the morning. Too late. Thanks, Dan.
Infinite power.
Why on earth is Floatplane using Firebase?
Hey, why not? Like, actually, though. I'm interested.
He says, please consider using a bundler to bundle all the assets on Floatplane. It'll improve your load speed a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something we
that's
know.
A thing.
Okay. Other side guy, turn the Lamborghini into an insane track day car. Oh boy.
We also have plans for like ways to use the bundler that will be better and blah 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 blah.
We wanted to turn the Lamborghini into a rally car.
Yeah, that was something we wanted to do with it. We actually had a sponsor mostly lined up. We ended up still doing something with them. It was way less cool, frankly. I'm not going to name any names because like they're a partner and like I'm not trying to like crap on them or anything, but they made the wrong call.
I know, AJ, don't worry.
What else we got here? Redith, Floatplane cast button. Is that like easy or hard?
Pretty sure it's already a thing.
Oh, well, what about on live stream though?
Oh.
It's definitely not here.
Casting from your laptop?
Yeah, how would that work?
I'm pretty sure it's there on a phone. I don't know about a live stream though. I know VODs has a casting button. I don't know if live stream has a casting button.
Okay.
Sorry.
Any thoughts of making
it is. Apparently it is. Yeah.
Any thoughts of making an app for Android? Also looking great from Japan. Someone sent a super chat through YouTube, but they're watching on Floatplane.
Heck yeah.
An app is definitely on our radar. We'd have to be complete idiots to not have thought of, you know, should we have an app? The problem for us is that really the hard work of what we're doing is on the back end. Building out a scalable platform for delivering VODs and live streams that is not based on AWS, so doesn't have the cost boat anchor that comes along with that, is not easy.
There are like container apps where we just like containerize the website and it's just like on the desktop of your phone, but like anyone can do that at any time. It's not really, we do want a dedicated app at some point which will run faster and be better and whatnot, but not now.
Thanks, Trape333. Oh, holy crap. The whole thing is like blowing up right now. Disney is currently being sued for Hakuna Matata. Are you serious right now?
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So is that even real?
There's like four or five Fortnite dances that people are suing over.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Floss one.
The Floss one, they're being sued over that
there's
one
like
too?
There's some teenage kid who apparently did it in a video.
Yeah, I know about the kid who like went viral with it and whatever.
So yeah, he's apparently suing as well.
Nice.
It's just everybody wants a piece of the $100 million a month or whatever.
Sure. Like, why not?
Nearly 45,000 people signed a petition accusing Disney of colonialism and robbery for trademarking the Swahili phrase Hakuna Matata, made famous in The Lion King.
Oh, they trademarked it.
Is a tipping point in Disney's portrayal of Africa? Is a cultural appropriation? Petition claims. That doesn't sound like an actual lawsuit. That's a petition. Okay, Enlightened Apple Fanboy. When do we get to meet Janice? We are going to do a meet the. So we do these exclusive videos for Floatplane.
Way to go.
Meet the team. Next time Janice is in and not busy, I will sit her down and do the interview style thing.
So, I guess late January probably. Not
this,
now.
This guy whose name contains characters I don't know how to pronounce. My issue is some person's dance moving game would be fine if it was free, but Epic charges money for something they didn't invent. That is sketchy. I think this is going to be pretty tough to enforce, though. Why don't you guys do 90-minute shows anymore? Because we never get started at 4:30. That's still when we try, and we're just always, like, today we were later.
And there's way less news now.
Yeah.
This show's about news anyway.
That's true.
Someone posted on, will you be reviewing the OnePlus 7 next year? Presumably. And then blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so there was one thing on one float plane comment that I wanted to address. I don't know, did I highlight it or something? Oh, I don't remember. Too late. All right.
Yes. I've seen a few, and I, yeah, I know. I'll leave this off.
Did you guys talk about the store?
Didn't we? I think so.
We talked about the store? We can talk about the store again. Yeah, some people did ask about my shirt.
Yeah.
This here. Is really this cool. is a
oh, yeah, we did talk about this
an LTT shirt. It is officially an LTT shirt. You can get it on the website along with other LTT shirts that look great.
Woo!
I like this one a lot, actually. Yeah. This is very cool. So one thing that's cool about this shirt is I know some people, myself included, don't always want like super hardcore branding on things. So with this shirt, you can support the channel and buy a shirt that just looks really cool on its own. And this part at least has a little LTT in it, but it's just like dots within the constellations. And there's lots of other dots too.
Want to see a fun Easter egg?
Sure.
Look at my pupils.
Whoa.
Either I'm high as a kite.
How high are you?
Or I had an eye doctor appointment that morning.
Oh.
I was trying so hard to not, like, every time Brandon had to snap a shot of me during this shoot, I was like, okay, I'm ready. My eyes.
What was
that? Because I was, they had to put drops in to dilate me.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you look super stoned.
I had to go in for an eye scan.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that's a fun...
Have people noticed? Or you just point that out for funsies?
No, Ivan pointed it out when I was shooting a video with him earlier. He's like, yo, you look blazed as hell, dude.
That's pretty
man. Funny. Man.
But yeah, whether you want like the classic logo t-shirt or one that's just called Constellations. Do we have a zoom in on this so people can actually see it?
Yeah, we should show it. There it is.
So you can see there's like little lines drawn between the constellations. And if you're really paying attention, you can notice an LTT.
There we go. You don't have to pay attention. I can point it out for you. There.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's very subtle. So if you want a really subtle way to support and have a cool, really comfortable, nice quality t-shirt, you can go with that. Or you can go with one of the more like clearly, hey guys, I like Linus Tech Tips shirts.
Cable ties.
Wait, do we have actually just fully... Oh, okay. They put them on orange cables. That actually looks really sharp.
Yep. All right. So that's it for the WAN show for this week.
And the other question.
Oh.
Do you want to release that super duper long thing tonight?
The super duper? Oh, is it ready to go? Apparently.
That would kind of make sense. This is the weekend before.
Do you want to announce it?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, so we've done something really special. This was a James initiative for the most part. Like, he was really championing this project hardcore, but he got a lot of help. Brandon, my understanding is, sat out there with him for literally hours working on this project. I'm on the wrong server right now. Give me a second. I'm just going to see if I can play some of it off the server here. Ed actually also gave him a lot of help. A lot of people on the team pitched in to try and help get this thing exported because basically he had a goal. He had a dream to create the world's first 8K Yule log. And it might...
Is it actually the world's first?
I have no idea, but it's really good. It's actually pretty cool.
A very early 8K Yule log.
So there's a bit of an issue here, and that is that a lot of the files here are very broken. So I'm hoping there's one that I can actually play. There are also a lot of them very, very high bitrate, and I think my poor laptop is going to cry.
Oh, wow.
But it is very, very Yule log.
Where
very
is
LTT.
This? Don't.
Yeah. And it's anywhere from, how long is the, we wanted to do 10 hours. We wanted to do a 10 hour 8K Yule log. And I think we've dialed it back to,
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
Some, like, Easter eggs in there, tech Easter
yep,
eggs.
Yep, there's fun Easter eggs.
You can hear his laptop's like, the fans are spinning up and it's lagging a little bit. And this is great.
Yeah, my laptop is feeling the burn right now here.
Oh my goodness.
Let's have a
task manager can't even open.
Yeah.
CPU is slammed.
GPU is hurting.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I have 11 gigs of RAM in use, and all I'm doing is, well, I do have Chrome tabs open, but I'm just watching a video.
People are asking how large the file is.
Well, the 10-hour file was over a terabyte. That was ProRes, though. So we've run into like all kinds of issues, like export issues, stability issues, YouTube file limit issues. We didn't know they had a file size limit, but they do.
What is it?
It's 125 gigabytes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you know.
We now have Floatplane's new file size limit.
Just rip off from them. All right. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. See you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I think the Yule Log is coming tonight.
Bye.
Oops. Stop.